in the backfield, basically no gain on the play. Just a good penetration by the Laker defense as Reeves still struggling to move the football. They're back to negative 9 yards in the game, and that was coming off a positive 7 yard gain shortly before that.
And it's a handoff right at the middle, and it looks like they do actually have the first down as it's a quick handoff up the gut brought down by James Dubes. He's out for about 4 yards. They needed three, and they're going to no signal. There it is, the first down signal, the first one of the night. And Matt Nobles was your ball carrier for the Reese Rockets. First down for the Reese Rockets tonight. They're at their own 44-yard line, trailing 8-0.
And I know we're looking at the stat sheet here, seeing that Reese still has negative 6 yards of offense in this game. They're nowhere near out of this game right now as their defense has come up strong against the Lakers. They've only given up one touchdown. If they were able to answer that score with a score of their own, this could be a good game to watch.
Another quick handoff up the middle, and this one results in most of the other plays of the night. No gain on the play out to about the 44.5-yard line as Jake Kretschmer was on the stop there. In these handoffs are so fast. Looks like Turbush, number 44, was your ball carrier for the Reese Rockets. He takes a breath. It's now second down and 9 to go. They give him a yard.
Yeah, Turbush, they're going nowhere fast as Reese thought they had something going there. Try to get into that defensive line as quickly as possible. Lakers making the adjustment. They're going to have to run it outside, and here they go.
It's a handoff to number 24, Jer Russell. And there is Lakers to stop him at the 43-yard line as Preston Warren was Johnny on the spot, chasing him down right in, actually in the backfield for a loss of a yard. Third down and 10 now for the Reese Rockets at their own 44-yard line. They're going nowhere fast.
Just nowhere to go. Lakers showing a lot of strength and speed, a rare combination as they are strong up front, beating the offensive line of Reese. And then around the outside, they've been able to show off the speed of the linebackers and get to the sideline before Reese can. And again, another play of negative or no yards.
Receiver wide each way. Fisher looking to pass. He's in trouble. Lets this one fly downfield. And this was intercepted. Brennan Wisner intercepts him at the 38-yard line. He's back into Reese territory and forced out of bounds at the 45-yard line. And the woes continue for the Reese offense. And Lakers back on inside of Reese territory at the 45-yard line. It is 8-0 already, 9:37 left in the second quarter.
There was a little confusion by Reese on that play, Clark. Number 8, Kyle Stockmeyer, was supposed to be one of the receivers running a route downfield. He was actually blocking the defensive back, which he's lucky he didn't get in trouble for that. So there was only one route running on that play. That was 13, Nick Curtis. And actually, when the quarterback, Fisher, delivered that football, number 13, Nick Curtis, was starting to run behind the defense. Fisher panicked just a little bit. The ball was just a tad underthrown. I actually think if it's a good throw, Clark, Reese scores a touchdown. In this case, Brennan Wisner, the ball hawk that he is in the defensive backfield, is able to take it away and give Lakers a chance to score again.
And it's a quick pitch out to Preston Warren, but he gets tripped up in the backfield, and he falls forward for a 2-yard gain brought down by Matt Nobles. Second down, 8 to go at the Reese 43-yard line. 9 minutes, 20 seconds before the half is over, 8-0 Lakers.
And a little pitch over to the right. Reese able to get through their blockers, make a tackle for a short gain for Lakers. Again, continue to see them pound the rock, not really having to use their passing plays yet, and the running game has been quite successful so far. Continue to see more, especially Jake Kretschmer.
And they're saying the wide out to the right. That is Mason Pasek, 3 yards off the near sideline. Now man in motion. That's going to be number 23, Preston Warren. He dives in, and the white jerseys are flooding to him. Adam Fisher brings Warren down after just a yard gain out of the 42-yard line. Third down now and 7 to go for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. As we've seen so far tonight, the Lakers are not concerned.
And Tyler Turbush also in to help make that tackle. Two Reese Rockets reading that play, getting to the ball quickly after a short gain. But again, 41 yards to pay dirt. Lakers now have third down and 7. We've seen them on two different occasions already in this game go play action and throw the football here, and that has not worked yet. So I anticipate the fact that they will run the football here and learn from that mistake.
And it's a reverse in the hands of Taylor Cady. He's out for the running at the 25-yard line and dragged down as Owen Galster made a touchdown-saving tackle at the 23-yard line. Taylor Cady was out for the running, and he nearly as he nearly brought him down, nearly had the touchdown there, but Lakers moving the chains, and that was actually number 31.
No, at number 13.
There we go.
Nick
okay.
Curtis makes the tackle.
I was close enough.
It was a touchdown saving tackle.
Yes, that's all that matters.
And then the biggest thing is they run that reverse again. They've tried to run everything to the right. They hand it off to the running back, and then he hands it off to the other running back, going back the other direction. And I believe that was Taylor Cady again with another big gain and a big play for Lakers in this game.
7:45 before the half. Wisner hands, pitches it out, going to the right side. This one's going nowhere. No gain in the play. Actually, maybe even a loss of about a half a yard. At the bottom of that pile will be number 26, Corey Minetti, brought down by Kyle Stockmeyer, linebacker for Reese. Second down, 11 yards to go for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in the red zone of the Reese Rockets for the third time tonight.
And one of the few negative plays by the Laker offense, Minetti just couldn't get anything going. The left side of the defensive line of Reese blew through the offensive line and got into the backfield, led by Stockmeyer, their senior linebacker, making the tackle in the backfield.
Second down, 11 for the Lakers at the Reese 25-yard line. Wisner under center, double wing offense, fullback in the backfield. One of the wing backs in motion. That'd be number 23, Preston Warren. And we have movement on the line. And this appears to be offsides as the officials check for their love handles. And it's second down and now 6 to go. 5-yard penalty against the Rockets.
And it looked like the guilty party was the D tackle of Reese. 78, Trevor Clark got a little jumpy there, jumped across the line of scrimmage. And it'll be a free 5 yards for the Laker offense.
Second down, 6 to go for the green and white as they lead 8-0, but it feels like a whole lot more than that. 5 yards inside of the right hash. Wisner under center, surveys the prairie. Left to right across your radio. Man in motion, that is Warren, and the Reese Rockets jump again. And this one, it looks like it is the defensive end, number 54, Sean Novak. On this jump, so they go from 2nd and 11 to 2nd and 6 to 2nd and 1. That's how you move forward in the field without even taking a snap.
And they haven't even run any hard counts of any kind. Matter of fact, there is a Laker double wing backer coming in motion at that time. They Reese trying to jump that snap count, but a second too early, and that's going to cost them back-to-back 5-yard penalties. And now all of a sudden, Lakers walking right into the red zone of Reese.
Man in motion, Warren to the near sideline. Wisner looking to the corner for a pass. This one hits the hands of Warren, but incomplete, as he had good coverage in front of him from the Reese secondary. Stopped the clock at 6:09 in the second quarter. Still 8-0 Lakers. And Lakers now facing a 3rd and 1 from the Reese 14-yard line.
I like the play call. It's 2nd and 1. You just got a free 10 yards, and that's the time to really stab the dagger in deeper, Clark. They try to go play action, throw it to the corner, a good throw, and a chance for your receiver to make the play. There was pretty decent coverage, just couldn't be able to bring it down. The throw was a little high, but Wisner throwing it in a place where only his receiver could get it, and now it's no harm, no foul. We have 3rd and 1 for Lakers.
6:09 left in the first half. 3rd and 1 for the Lakers at the Reese 14-yard line. Man in motion, that would be Warren again. He gets the pitch, and he's across the 10-yard, dragging his defender all the way down to the 12-yard line. And Tyler Turbush going for a free 3-yard run. And move the chains again, this time a 1st and goal situation for the green and white.
I just love how when the double wing wing offense works to a tee, no pun intended. When Wisner pitches that ball to one of his wing backers, he actually hits the hole first, he being Wisner. So he pitches the ball, then hits the hole first. So every play, your quarterback is your lead blocker most of the time. And that is just mind-blowing to me. So Wisner taking a lot of punishment in the game already just because he becomes the lead blocker. But he has created a ton of holes for Lakers to run through tonight.
And motion, that is Warren again, except it's a handoff up the gut to Jake Kretschmer. He gets down to about the 5-yard line, a gain of 3 on 1st down and goal. Brought down by number 56, Trenton Rambo. perhaps the best name in the business out here right now. 5:30 before the half. It's still 8-0 Lakers, but the Lakers knocking on the door for the second time tonight. Second down, 5 to go from the 5-yard line.
That's that quick fullback dive, and they just get behind them. Big hog mollies on the offensive line, and Kretschmer just crouches down and pushes right behind him. A whole slew of Reese defenders there in the area trying to make the stop, but not until